Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, the Trapper Keeper, and STDs. They're all coming up right after this.
Frigum All Records, the same people that brought you lyrics, We Don't Need No Stinking Lyrics, is back with an incredible collection of music. This time we bring you the most outrageous screams in the history of rock and roll. You'll get The Who. Yeah! The Beatles. Joe Cocker. They're all here on this new CD. I scream, you scream, we all scream for screams. You'll get The Doors. Led Zeppelin. And of course, Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean live. I scream, you scream, we all scream for screams. Order today. Just call 1-800. Yeah!
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There he is on the big screen. It's comedian Al Jackson. An interesting look today. Al is wearing a crisp white coat, a sparkling, very colorful shirt with a black tie.
You look like you're doing a football game. You're...
Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you.
Like you're on an NFL
you look
today
like,
or
you
something.
Look like you're doing a parade in New Orleans.
Like a headmaster of a parade. I just wanted to go with the I definitely have cocaine look at the bar.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
I think I nailed it.
Yeah.
It's kind of
pocket square?
Kind of a pink, black, and white. Is it a leopard print? What is
it? It is. It's this weird. I got this weird shirt. It was like on clearance at Versace for like $20. And I was like, I'm assuming it's because no one wanted to buy it.
Yeah, I didn't know Trapper Keeper made shirts.
Yeah, it does look like that's it, Joshy. It looks like the cover of Trapper Keeper when they were in their third year, when everybody was done with the solid colors, and everybody was like, hey,
Tom
I want to express
Tom
myself.
Tom is confused. He
What's
doesn't know
Trapper
what Trapper
Keeper?
Keeper is.
Oh, Tom.
Like it's something
please.
You would hold your notebooks and folders in at school.
Was it like a branded binder, kind
yeah,
of? Is that
uh-huh.
what it is? Okay.
They would have Velcro closed. And
he
open.
Didn't know what a Trapper Keeper was.
Did you have like you had school issued notebooks and things? Is that what you had?
I just had a notebook. I'm I guess apparently it's a common thing. I thought it was a TV show for a second.
No.
Okay, we trapped.
Was that a Trapper Jack?
Trapper John, yeah.
Did you have a Trapper Keeper, Willie?
No, that's a little too. That's I'm not that generation. Okay. That was a little cut off there.
Yeah, whatever generation it is, I missed it. Sorry. So they had a pattern like that for Al's shirt?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Similar. Yeah. No. Very crazy 80s, crazy time.
Looks good, man.
Now,
thank you.
Al, are you getting a lot of, you're in Denver today?
I am.
Getting a lot of cold air, are you?
it is freezing and it's snowing in the middle of freaking April. Like, how is this even a thing? I need like a warm summer night. I think we all need like to just be outside at nighttime. So I'm waiting. I think we have one more snowstorm and then we're done.
And
so
this is crossed. This is coming from the kid from Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah. I have put my time in.
I read this morning that 90 million Americans were under a frost warning in the last 24 hours. So
can you be warned for frost?
Yeah. Well, you can be.
No, but actually,
frost.
This actually leads me to a news story, Al, and you guys probably covered this on the Daily Blast, your TV show. Let's see, how do I get to this easily? Apparently, with the warmer weather coming, and you were a science teacher, I know, before you became a comedian and a television guy, so you'll appreciate this. I'm not suggesting that you know more about this than any of us. But first of all, I'm upset because they've changed
the
name.
Just say breakdancing.
They've changed the name of STDs to STIs.
Yes.
To me is irritating. They're losing their brand. It's really stupid. Nike doesn't change the spelling.
Different things.
Muammar Gaddafi stayed a colonel. You got a brand. The point is, this from BuzzFeed, it says that with the warmer weather coming, they're anticipating between that and a year of social distancing that they're going to have a gigantic surge in sexually transmitted infections.
Finally, a surge we can all get behind.
Yeah.
So that's apparently going to be a thing this summer.
Well, yeah, because infections are things that you can acquire. Diseases are things you're born with, right? Or like genetic, like heart disease. Yeah, but like you can't get heart disease.
I don't know.
Hooking up with a chick at a club.
Yeah, I don't know. You could get a broken heart. I'll tell you that.
No, but, that's true. Don't.
So in any event, Josh and I disagree about this. I think they should keep calling them STDs.
No, I think it's way more accurate to call them infections.
This is like changing the name of dinosaurs. The brontosauruses were brontosauruses 500 million years ago. Why change them 3 weeks ago? Because some scientist gets a bug up his ass.
Yeah,
they must have.
They weren't real, Tom. Brontosauruses were a fake dinosaur. They're not a real thing.
Right. They discovered that it was actually.
Really? Okay, Mr. Smart Guy. You ever watch the Flintstones? Did you ever watch the Flintstones, Jackson? What do you think Fred was sliding down at the end of his shift?
A Brachiosaurus?
Oh, so they're going to have to. Okay. So you want to rename Dino, do you?
If you had to choose Jetsons or Flintstones, Tom, which one are you going with?
Boy, that's a really tough call. I love them both so much.
That's a great question.
They're so clever. My favorite thing are the animals that do things like when they play a record, they play a vinyl album, and they've got the bird and the beak goes down. Those are so funny.
It's a living.
Now, are you aware, Al Jackson, that that Josh Arnold here does a tremendous impression from the Jetsons? Of course. Now, do you remember the name of the robot maid, Al?
Rosie, come on.
Yeah,
wait for my time.
Yeah.
I know Rosie.
Sure.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, Josh Arnold does Rosie from the Jetsons.
You know, Mr. J, we've been having this affair, and the new suck nozzle has arrived.
Well, Rosie, why don't you go get it?
Hey, thanks, Rosie. Yeah.
Stop this crazy thing. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, he would always say, stop this crazy thing. He's telling it to Rosie. Stop this.
How have you been sitting on that impression for all that? First of all, that's dead on. And second of all, you know that was going down.
Now, Al has also been asked to help me with my hipness factor, if you will. Trying to get my lingo.
Yes.
My street.
It is an uphill battle, as you might imagine.
Now, do you have any words for me that if I'm on the street, I need to know, Al?
Tom, I do. Let's start off with one that is going to be interesting because I want you to tell me what it means. And I want anybody in the studio to tell me. I think somebody will know its origin. Tom, what would I tell you? What would I be telling you if I told you I got chocolate wasted this weekend?
Chocolate wasted.
Yikes. I'm sure my first thought is not correct. Would this be related to the so-called Chocolate City?
No, but that's okay. A good guess.
Oh, like Hershey?
No, like DC.
DC.
Black strip clubs, yes.
Chocolate City.
No, that's what it's called. I didn't.
I know. Okay.
Give me the phrase again. I got chocolate wasted.
Chocolate wasted.
Does it mean? Is it as simple as I ate so much ice cream and I had a sugar rush? And no, okay.
No, but it's almost simpler than that.
Instead of eating real food all weekend, I just ate ice cream.
Nope, even simpler than that. Huh. Pretend like the chocolate is like the K in knife. Take that away.
The K in knife is silent.
I got so drunk.
Yeah, that's it. But it's chocolate wasted. I guarantee you most men in that studio have seen the movie. I'm just going to say it comes from an Adam Sandler movie. Can anybody tell me which one?
No. Chocolate wasted.
I think I remember the scene. There's a little girl. Yes. They're saying, yes. I want to get chocolate wasted. And all the, yeah. What movie is it, Al?
Big Daddy.
Got it. Oh.
Yes. And so that phrase, that little girl saying, I want to get chocolate wasted, they kind of got wrapped up in just the way people started talking. And then when they started talking about getting drunk, they still called it chocolate wasted. So that random line from that little girl is like, and I actually heard somebody say this on a reality show. Huh. And so I wrote it down and remembered to go. Yeah. So people actually, I don't use it, but I've heard people use it. So shout out to Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I got chocolate wasted. All right.
There you go.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Now, let's move on. What else have we got?
Tom, do me a favor and use the phrase thick as a bowl of oatmeal in a sentence.
Thick as a bowl of oatmeal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it as simple as I was driving. I was driving yesterday morning.
Al's head's hurting because of what you're doing.
You were driving the other morning.
And it was so foggy, it was thick as a bowl of oatmeal out there.
No. Yeah, yeah, it's an old sailor term.
Yeah, exactly. Something an old salt might say.
Fog.
Like pea soup. Thick as a bowl of oatmeal.
Is it, is this some kind of sexual thing?
Sexy. Yeah, we've gone over thick before with 2 C's. Come on, Tom.
Thick.
Would this be referencing a woman of a certain size like Lizzo? Man, she's thick as a bowl of oatmeal.
There you go. Yeah,
yes, there you go. Oh. Now put it all together in one sentence.
I was
at the nightclub.
Chocolate wasted. So I went out to get some food, and it took forever because in front of me there were
five
women who were thick as oatmeal.
Just say a herd. That's what you want to say.
They were thick as oatmeal, and they none of them had the correct change.
How about the girl who took my order? It was thick as a bowl of oatmeal.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
Is it meant to be complimentary, though? Is it?
Yes.
Definitely, yes.
So in spite of the thickness, it's tasty.
A lot of men like thick women, Tom.
Tom likes that house cat woman.
Yeah.
Maybe even
he does.
You've heard a similar phrase, thicker as a Snicker.
Yeah.
Or thicker there than a Snicker. Thicker than a Snicker. Yeah.
Ooh, boy, that's a hard one to say.
No, it's not. If you want it to be, it can be.
Everybody calm down.
Depending on who's cut you off in traffic.
Bravo, Al. Look at that Snicker up there.
as Willie said, comedy these days is a minefield.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. I'd never heard that one.
J- Chick, you're a fan of Alexis Texas, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Is that a porno? Is that a porno
thicker
star?
Than a bowl of oatmeal.
Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Yeah. Yeah.
Her name is Alexis Texas.
Oh yes, everything's bigger in Texas, Tom.
Yeah,
she really.
Yeah.
She's been out there a while.
She's in that movie. You didn't have to say it twice.
I didn't.
See
it. I get it.
I got like one thing that will shut the show down, and I'm not going to say.
Okay,
it.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Al, give me another one.
All right, Tom, tell us the difference between a glow-up and being glowed up.
Oh, we did this a couple of years ago, didn't we?
Even sooner
than
that,
yeah. We did them separately, yeah.
A glow-up versus being glowed up. Oh, boy. A glow-up is a woman, is that correct?
No.
No, okay,
no.
Good.
No, not at all. No.
Is being glowed up similar to being chocolate wasted?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It is?
Glowed up, yes.
Oh, glowed up. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
A glow up. Is a glow up, can it be a man or a woman?
Yes, definitely.
Is it someone who's used an excessive amount of makeup?
Well,
no.
Not excessive, but.
Right.
That's
what Josh is saying.
They've applied a number of things to their eyes, and they're on fleek, if you will.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. It could be a compliment. You just say, like, Christy, I'm sorry. I know we work together, but the last week, I don't know what you're doing, but you are going through a full glow up. You look great. You could just use it as a compliment.
Well, thank you.
Is on fleek still a thing?
No.
Okay.
Nope. No, not at all. No.
He didn't even have to think
Is there like a newsletter that tells me what? I liked on fleek.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm. I even know the origin of that one.
I don't know the origin of on fleek.
It was some young lady who was doing some show where she was doing her eyes up, and she just, when she was done, she goes, I'm on fleek.
Well, that's no origin. I wanted to know what fleek meant.
She just invented it.
She just said it? She just invented
yes,
it?
Yes, just did out of thin air, or in her case, thick air.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
Thick as a bowl of oatmeal.
When thick is good.
Uh-huh. There we go.
Oh, thick is good.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder, like, we'll probably get in trouble, so we won't pick an actual person, but I wonder, like, what's Tom's line for thickness? Like, I'd be curious to see what every guy, and Christy, because women like women too, what you consider thick and what you consider like, oh, that's a little too much.
You know what? Tom and I both agree on one of the most beautiful women to ever be on television. Tisha Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
And I would bet that's probably on, that's where Tom's thickness line is.
I could see that. Yeah, we interviewed her, and I fanboyed out.
I bet.
I was professional, but I mean, her and House Party, honestly, like, that was like right one of those, and every dude in that room knows. There's a moment where like you become, you're not a boy anymore. You look and you're like, oh, I really like women.
I like that woman.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like it goes from like, oh, there's a cute girl in my class to like, oh, that's a woman right there.
Was she as sweet as I?
Yes, she is. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Her and Tichina Arnold from Martin. They were really, really cool.
Awesome.
Okay, now it's my understanding, I've just been informed, apparently the movie that chocolate wasted phrase comes from, it's apparently the movie Grown Ups.
Oh, Grown Ups.
That's still a Sandler flick, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Grown Ups. Okay, thank you for the correction.
I have not seen that, so I was not aware of that. I'll write that down and put it in my creeper tapper.
Trapper keeper.
Trapper keeper.
Oh, Tom, we're not that different in age. Trapper? I remember trapper keepers.
Sounds like something the FBI would seize from your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, a crapper keeper is the guy that keeps it in a jar in the garage. Well, I have every stool for the last 3 years. A scientific study.
Look, I know it's your birthday and all, but you need to turn it down about 20%.
Okay, sorry. Okay? I'm so sorry.
Tom, can I hit you with a quick theory? I know we got to run.
Go ahead, sir.
Yesterday, it's about OnlyFans, all right? And I want to get everybody's opinion on this, because OnlyFans is obviously that site where anybody can upload pictures and videos and have people pay to see them. And I feel like OnlyFans has tapped into the idea that I've always had that, yes, porn is available and it is free. And there's porn that everybody can see. But then there's stuff that you have to see. And that's what OnlyFans is, because I don't think it's probably people using, you know, sex toys and being naked. I feel like it's probably very specific, like, things that you find sexual, but no one else would. Probably even things that you could wear in public or do in public, but just like, I want to see a woman put on a bib and eat ribs.
Right.
Like that kind of thing.
Right.
But I think that that's considered like niche, but I think it's clearly bigger than people ever want to think about. I think most people have something kind of weird that they're into. Obviously, feet is huge.
Right.
But like, I don't know. I think that that's where its fan base comes from, is like these niche things, but it's not niche. It's 80% of the population.
A wise man named Chick McGee once said the key word is specificity.
Oh, yeah.
People have their exact thing that they are into.
Yep. And one of the sexy things about OnlyFans is that the performers control all of their content. They do only what they want. The money goes straight to them, you know, aside from the OnlyFans cut. They are in, they control their own careers. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, look, do what you got to do. No judgments over here, playa.
Sure.
Get it, ladies.
I know that Plenty of Fish website, the dating site, they have only fins.
Oh, how about that?
Oh. For their
really?
Nice clean joke, uh-huh. You see.
Yeah, it's cute.
Only fins.
What only fins, Willie.
It's all specificity, Al.
Al, I would not blame you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.